is a Revolbi. We're in the Vad Rishon still, with the end of the Vad Rishon. So it says, Nitlamed Eifo. It will be learned, however, or how, Liot Savlanim. We're going to learn now how to be patient. So it says, Nikva la'atzmeinu, we place for ourselves, man mesuyom kol yom. Now he's giving us practical advice of how to become patient. Kareva shah, 15 minutes a day. Ubonish tadel leset lisvol, and in this 15 minutes, we will apply ourselves to hold and to contain within ourselves kol ma she'anu ro'im v'shomim, all that we see and all that we hear. In other words, what does it mean, lisbolat? It means, what does it mean? Afal pi she'eino klal lefi ruchenu, even though it's not what we want to be, we don't know how we want things to be. Bafilim hu pogei banu, even if the person's hurting us. So 15 minutes a day, we're actively going to work on it. Work on it. Mibli la'abed menuchat nafsheinu klal, without losing the resting of ourselves, i.e. without the calmness of self. That's hard. That's hard. Someone hurts you. Okay, you're not going to answer back. Right? Or you see something you don't like, it annoys you. Right? You see someone behaving in a certain way, or certain things happening, whatever it is, it annoys you. So, there's one thing not reacting, and there's another thing being calm about it. That's much, much harder. How do you do that? Ubamikri sheyet tzorich o chiyuv legiv, and in a place where you have to, it's important for you to, to megiv. Or there's a reason the person has to react, yeah, or answer. Negiv b'dvarim shkulim, we'll answer in a way, in a measured way, umedudim. Measured, bli shum hitrakshut, without any feelings, like extra feelings. Obviously, you can have feelings, but not any extra feelings you shouldn't be having. Zman ze shehitlamdut ye kumuvan, this time of learning will be zman sheyesh bo maga im chaverim. It's not going to be at 12 o'clock at night. At 12 to 12:15, when you're sleeping, this is the time you're going to be working with your patience. No, the time you're working your patience is 15 minutes in the morning. In the Cheder Ochel, Shacharis, or 15 minutes in the afternoon in the Cheder Ochel, that's the place you're going to work all your patience. So you're going to take those 15 minutes at those periods of time, and then you're going to work, and you're not going to be megiv. You're not going to react only in a proper way. Vim belimud im besuda, whether it's a time of learning, whether it's a time of food. Okay, so the time of food is a better time. Although it could be in the time of learning, in the middle of a shiur. Because people ask questions, you're not interested in them asking those questions.
So you can't.
Okay, v'nitlamed b'zeh b'oto zman mesuyam, shvuot achadim. We're going to do this for a few weeks. Ad she'namod al tiv hamid, until it becomes good by us. V'ad she'natzliach ba, until we're successful in. Acharei zeh na'avir et zman hitlamdut l'sha'a acheret b'yom. Then we make it an hour, a different time of the day. But not an hour, we'll make a different time of the day. Shabbat Bayim B'magayim B'nei Adam Acherim Oim Chaverim Yotem Rubim. So maybe you start off in Shacharis, Suda, then you do it 15 minutes the time in Shir, then you do it 15 minutes in Mincha time, or in the evening, or if you go to a different place. V'gam B'zeh Nitlamed Im Natzliach Gam B'Shazu. So we're going to try in different people, different places, different times, so that we, in all the areas of our lives, we're going to work on this midah, right? So that includes me. So I'm going to have to take it in, let's say, well, Shacharis I'm not here, in the Kola in the morning, in here, say, lunchtime's a good time, or in the Shia is a good time, right? And then the other time will be when I go home. That's the best time, right? V'kach na'avir et ashaf ha'hitlamdut k'arba pa'amim o yotzeh. We'll put this time in different places four times. Lemoshal. Okay, Misha Limudim Achave B'Sha Suda, עם כמה חברים. In time of learning, time when you're in the meal. לשעה שעה בחדר עם חברים אחרים. Time in the room with your friends. נלמד את התקופה ממושכת. We'll do this for a long period of time. שנלמד את המידה היטב. We'll learn this midah well. By doing it, we'll learn it. ויחרט בליבנו ציוז של סבלנות. And then it'll be, make an impression in our hearts, this form of סבלנות. וידחה הציוז של תגובה בכעס. And they'll push away this feeling of anger and prikat masah shel chaverim, the removal of this weight of our friends, va'ad shenargish heitev et hayofi shel midat ha-sablanut. And we'll feel good about having this meaning of sablanut. Okay? All right. He didn't tell us how to do it. He just said, do it. How do you actually do it? How do you actually... Okay, so you're not answering back, so that's control. So we'll understand it, we understand it's a bad midah, we're told how bad it is, we understand it now, right? So we can have control of it. But how do you actually be calm about something that annoys you? How can you calm yourself down? You're annoyed. How can you calm yourself down? So we were given two answers, basically. Basically, the answer is in the Rambam. The Rambam speaks about changing midah by tirgul, by... That's what he's speaking about here. By doing it a few times, you get used to doing it, and you learn the midah. But the Rambam writes this idea in Hilchos Deis. Hilchos Deis is it calls the halachos of midahs, the halachos of deis. Because in order to change yourself, you have to first understand the midah. After you understand the midah, and that's basically what Rav Volbi did, then you can be marakil yourself in keeping the midah. Because you understand the badness of the midah. Okay, that's one way. There's another way. The other way is change your mindset. You're not in control. You're leaving off control. Who's in control?
Your wife.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, that's true as well. At home, that's true. When you're not at home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's joking. So we feel the control, and it's true, we do have control, we have free will.
For yourself.
Your free will, yeah, on yourself. When it comes to other people, that's not your free will. That's their domain. You can react, but your reaction now, your decision to react, is not to react, unless you need to, and if you need to, in a calm way. But you definitely, your control over yourself now is to be calm. Why are you being calm? Because it's not in your realm of control. These 15 minutes, you're giving over. And when you get used to doing that a few times, it becomes easier. That's what Rav always telling us. Okay. So now, the Vad Sheni. Let's see, maybe we'll finish it today. Harashaz Katav, right? Ki asavlanut hi shorish kol amidot v'amalo. This is what we read before. It's the source of all the midas and malos. Mekor dvaravu v'tomid v'ra. Right? In terms of the verse, shekhtav bezet varim niskavim bebiu 13 amidot shel rachamim shel micha hanavia besof rav rishona behenhi. Okay, so he says in terms of the verse, and now he's going to read us terms of the verse. Terms of the verse is a very, very deep book. So he's quoting now from terms of the verse, and he's going to explain the savlanut, the level of patience that Kodesh Baruch Hu has with us. Mikel kamocha. That's the first midah, right? You have the midas. You know how this works? You have the Yud-Gimel midas. Remember, you know, with Rabbi Trish, you have the Yud-Gimel midas of Rachamim, Hashem, Hashem, we say in Yom Kippur, Kel Rachum V'Chanun, right? Remember that?
We say it every day.
Okay, the first midah is Mir Kel Kamocha, right? Who is God like you, right? More al Hiyoto Kodesh Baruch Hu Melech Ne'elav. He's a king that's Ne'elav. He's hurt. Right? God's hurt. Why is he hurt? Because he's so vil elbon mashalo yechilehu harayon. He's so vil the hurt and the pain what we can't even understand. Right? Hare ein davar nista miashgachato bli sofik. Nothing's hidden from him. But ein rega shalo ye adam nizon, and there's not a moment a person's not nourished. Umitkayem and establish mikoch elyon hamashpiyalav. The God actually giving him that establishment. He's feeding him at that moment. Varitimsa shemi olam lo chata adam negdo. A person didn't do a sin against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shelo yehi ba'otso shrege. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, that rege itself, mamash, shofer shefa kiyumot nuota evarav. I mean, the person's about, you know, the biggest rasha in the world, right? That to kill someone. Who's giving him the koach? That Arab who kills that Chas v'Shalom, right? Kills that other Arab, right? Kills him. He's a big rasha. Who gives him the koach to kill? He's going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ratzon. Kodesh Baruch Hu at that moment holds that elbow and gives him that koach. That's a tremendous, tremendous mida of savlanut. Vimiyot hadam chote bekoachahu, right? Lo man omi menu klal. El sova le Kodesh Baruch Hu elbon bezkaze. Liyot mashpia bo koach nuot evarav. That's what I just said. He gives him the koach to do what he's doing. Vadam motzi oto koach boto rega bechet vavon umachis. And at that moment, he's putting that koach and he's machis a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu sova. This can happen a little bit with children. Your child's doing something which you are 100% against. Right? 100% against. And then he comes to you and he asks you for money to do it. It's not so simple. Should you give it to him? Should you not give it to him? How should you deal with it? So, if you don't give it to him and the reactions are going to be like, he's going to do it anyway, he's going to get angry, he's going to do it dafka, so he's going to do it anyway, whether you give or not. If you give him more money than he needs to have, then he might do other things as well. So what should you do? You should give him the money, and you should give it to him in a nice way, right? And he goes and does, and you hope, and you daven, you hope that he finds his way, right? That's what your parents probably did, right? You're in yeshiva, they're still giving you money, or they're still helping you out somewhat, right? They don't agree with where you're going. They might think it's wrong. That's a tremendous sablanut. There's a tremendous mina. From their point of view, we know it's the best thing that happened to you, right? V'lo toma, she'eno yachol limnoa mimenu hatova hu chas v'shalom, she'ay bekocho berega kamemra. In other words, he could stop it. He could kill the guy. He could dry him up. That's what the angels call him, Melech Haluv. Hainu Omro, Mikel Kamoch. That's what we say, Mikel Kamoch. Who's God like you who has such patience? Right, this is the first midah of the Yud Gimel Rachamim. Vata Echad Bal Chesed Hametiv, Echad Bal Koach Linkom Vleesof Et Shulcha. Right? You are Bal Chesed to do good, and Bal Chesed and Koach Linkom to do, how do you Linkom? To avenge and to bring back that which is yours. Vim kol ze ata sovel v'ne'lav ad yishuv b'tshuva. That means here there's more a concept of sablanu, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped the person. He has full control. And he's relenting it, even against his will. Hare zu mida shetzarech adam litneheg ba rutzoni hasablanut. וכן היא אותו נעליו אפילו במדרגה זו, ועם כל זה לא יאסוף טובתו מן המקבל. And even, and this סבלנות is such a סבלנות, it's just that he's not stopping his what's it called, his goodness to the person who's going against his will. הרי זוי הראשונה ב-13 מידות רחם. It's the first midah. הוא בא הקודש ברוך הוא נושא את עולמו. He lifts, his holds his world. בלעדי לא יכלנו להתקיים אף יום אחד. Without it, no one could be around. Because without this midah of סבלנות, we would have בחיר. ומידה זו, and also, if we had midah sadid, it would be finished. Right? Person wouldn't be around. You did an avera. Finished. B'midazu anu chayvim lalechet b'darachav yitbarach. In this midah, we have to go in the ways of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to learn from him this midah of sablanut. Uba gam ha'adam noset olamo. He's holding his world. Gam ha'adam mashpia tov v'chesed v'arad panim v'shalom al svivato. Now this is the biggest one. This is something a person has to learn. This is, it's one thing not to be megiv. That's already a media. You're doing good.
Not to be what?
Not to react. There's one thing not to react. But to get to the stage, and this is this media, to get to the stage that you're giving good to the person that hurt you, or the person is going against your will, that's a very hard thing to do. Usually, you know, the guy did something wrong to me, I'm not, you know, I'm putting him on the side, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna look at him with a different, you know, I'll keep him on the side. He's in the side of my life, right? He's in the sidewalk, right? He's in the side. But to put him in the same place as the person who I like and I care for, right? That's not very hard. Should we be doing that? Should you be doing that? Not always, like you're saying, not always you should do that. Sometimes if a person hurts you and he's, you know, he has problems with his midas and you allow him to do it and you allow him to show that he's okay doing it, that's not right. Sometimes you have to tell them. So there's many ways of telling them. You don't have to tell a person by speaking them out. You don't have to tell a person to his face. You can show a person. You can show a person discern. You're allowed to do that. But it has to be only if that's the only way you can show a person such a thing. For example, in marriage, it's very different. In marriage, if you get hurt, say your kids or your wife, whoever it is, they hurt you, somehow, and in marriage it's harder, right? Probably you have to, like, you know, women especially, women are more emotional. Women, like, you know, say things more than men do. But men can also be emotional. You have to sound like, just forget it. And like, just carry on. So you take your... It doesn't mean you can't show that you weren't annoyed. You might have to show that you're annoyed. If it's something that, you know, comes out, you might show, like, a distance, and then you come back. You understand what I'm saying? So you show in a proper way. You have to know how to measure that. Because every wife is different. And every moment with every wife is different. You have to know how to be megiv. Sometimes you shouldn't show anything. Sometimes you should show a little bit and come back. Sometimes you should show a lot and not come back for a while and then come back. You understand? It's not something you can learn about, something that's individual. But you have to understand that all these ways have to be in control. It can't be your wife did something to you, you react. That's definitely not the guva. It has to be like a controlled reaction. And even with friends. You with me? You're allowed to tell a friend that he hurt you. But not at the same time he's hurting you. You're allowed to leave if he's hurting you. You're not allowed to... he's shouting at you. Ikra din, you can react back in the same measure. Right? Ikra din, you can react. Halachically, you can. But it's better, right? And that's what Gemara says. When a person doesn't react to a person hurting him, so Gemara says, Kutseit HaShemesh Gevurato. It's like the sun's coming out in its full strength. When a person does it, mochlim lo kol avonotav, it's a Gemara. He's freed of all his avarice, Yom Kippur. He gets a free Yom Kippur. Someone hurt you, you don't react to them, you get a free Yom Kippur. Why? Why? Okay, so you said that how's it work? By, since he's doing something wrong against you, and you're accepting him, even with all the wrong, so media connected me, so his box is accepting you with all your wrong. Therefore, that acceptance is a mechila of all your avonos, right? But it's another thing as well. The accepting of someone's wrong, right? It's hard, right? It's hard. You have to work on yourself. You have to be kovish who you are. He's pogeying the you, the atzmi in you. Averis come when you want to feel that ani in me, when I want to feel that me in me. Yeah? If I can negate the me in me, the negation of that me is the negation of all those Averas. Because the Averas came from the building of that me. The negation of that me is the nullification of the effect of those Averas. It's the same thing. So it says Rav, Umiyad imishu besivato, in around him, pogebo, or ove Avera, who mastir panavimenu, he hides from him. Veinu noten oto v'chesed v'shalom. Like we said, he removes himself. Gam hu marchiv et olamo. He's destroying his world. Vata ishi talmid chacham. He's speaking in the chabur of talmid chacham, right? Hitbonena heitev ech shata mamash noser olamecha umashpi chayim v'chesed. By being holding the pain that this person caused you. Tova v'shalom al kol sivotecha. That means when you're not megiv and you megiv in a as if it didn't happen, right? And it can happen. It can happen every day. You get on a bus, especially in Israel. You get on a bus, right? And the guy gets annoyed with you for no reason. It happens all the time, right? You get on a bus. There's a crowded bus. People are trying to get in, right? And the bus driver wants to move on, right? And you're like there's all these. Sometimes there's all these women in front of you, and you can't just, you know, push yourself in on them. And so you're waiting. So the bus driver like says, "Get in." And he gets annoyed, and then when you finally get in, he gets annoyed, and he says, "Why do you took the time?" Da, 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 right? So he said, "Does he tell him I couldn't get in? Doesn't make a difference. He's still getting annoyed with you." So you just say, smile. He says, "Thank you very much." You go weiter. That's easy to do. Why is that easy to do?
You're going in.
No, why is it easy to do with a bus driver?
I don't care.
You have no relationship with him. You don't feel any hurt. Right? You know, it's an Israeli bus driver. You know, like, he's having a hard time. You know, pick up all these Israelis every day. You know, 5-10 times. It's a hard life, right? I don't blame him for being annoyed. Right? If I had to do that, I'd probably also be annoyed. You with me? See, that doesn't affect you. So, who's the person that is hardest to have sablanut for?
Right.
The person closest to you. Any good friend is going to be harder for you to have sablanut. Because your hurt is more. And your expectations are more. Okay. Umizetida. Ki rak biyotecha sablan ata yachol lezet olamecha tamid mibli grom lo choben chas v'shalom. Choben mamash bli melitzut. Now he's saying something very strong here. He's saying, if you don't go in this way of sablanut, you're destroying the world. That's a very strong, very strong. There's one thing to say that you're not a tzaddik. Right? To say you're destroying the world if you don't go around with this midah sablanut, why is he saying such a thing? What builds the world? How do we build the world? Revolve your sisters. What's the building of the world? We'll get there, Bizar Hashem. Chesed. And this is what we spoke about in the beginning. When a person connects to the world with the midah of chesed, chesed means to give of yourself freely. When you give of yourself freely, you're not going to be angry because there's no expectations. When you're at home with your wife, right? Or with a friend in the room, right? And it's Erev Shabbos, and you're getting ready for Shabbos. And like you made it that we're all going to clear up the room together, right? And you're cleaning up the room together. And he is on his Skype with his friends back home. And like Shabbos is coming in, and like he hasn't done his bit, and there's no way he's gonna do his bit. And you want the room clean. You work really hard to clean up the room, and his portion he's not gonna do. And if he's gonna do it, he's gonna do it a very quick way, and it's not gonna be really done very well. And he's still schmoozing with his friend, joking around, right? Like, you know, what should he be doing? It's Erev Shabbos. Well, he's not from this guy. Erev Shabbos, soon, you know, the how you call it, went off. The buzz went off in Yerushalayim in 40 minutes, and he's still on Skype. Yeah. What's happening here? Right? Annoys you, right? He's not clearing up. What happened here? What mode are we in? Now, if you think about it, is it so difficult to clear up for him? No. Could you do it? Easy. Right? How would you feel after you did it? And how would he feel? First of all, you would do it. So there are certain people that you're right, that you don't do it for. Because you do it for this Shabbos, the Shabbos is going to do it again. The whole chen is going to be your job, right? So there are certain people you don't do it for. I'm not saying everyone. But if you did it, right? And that was your moment that you worked on Sablanut. It's usually, the times for Sablanut is usually times of stress. And usually in your room, or the cheder ochel, or whatever, right? So, why are you getting upset? If you're in the mode of giving to a person, you wouldn't get upset. Putting yourself in the mode of building, not the mode of destroying. Kas comes from din. Putting you in the mode of chesed, you don't have that din. I'm going to give him freely. So you know what? If you started clearing up for him, if it's a normal guy, if you started clearing up for him, he says, no, look, I understand you have an important thing, like you're done in the kafskos, you have an important talk with your friend from back home you haven't seen from anything. I'll clear up because I want the room to be cleared up for Shabbos. And you went and did it. One of two things would happen. Or you'll feel really bad and come help you. Or you say, no, I'll clear up later. Say, no, I'll help you. I see you're busy. You go and clear it all up. Says, no, you don't know where my stuff is. Say, okay, so you tell me, I'll put it away. Or this stuff I'll leave, this stuff that is yours private. I'll leave, you do that whenever you'll do that, right? But I'll do the sponge, I'll do the cleaning, or whatever you do, right? You're in the mode of chesed. How do you feel after you did that? First of all, you don't feel the anger towards him. Second of all, you come down to Lecha Dodi, right? You're singing. You feel good about yourself, right? That's the middah, that's what we should be working on. Umidivra Tamedvara, Anu Lomdim, we're learning Dava Chadash, something new. Ad ko amanu ki asavlan mufka mikas, he's free of anger. Ach lo daibiz, it's not sufficient to be free of anger. Hasavlan mamshich lehitiv, that's what he's teaching us in this. You continue to do good. Acharei apgiya, after the hurt, v'achet mamash kemekodim, like beforehand. And he doesn't remove the good that he does for this person, the person who sinned against him. It's not sufficient to be a savlan, you have to be a lamdan. Right? This is because this is a very high midah. To sell difference between different situations. You have to continue doing good to the other person, bli shum shinui, without any change. Gam im hu chayv legiv al apgiya v'achet. Even though you have to answer on that which we hurt you, v'atguvash hashkura bo tavor, and you will answer, you will be megiv. Not now. Say someone hurt you, you come after you you be friendly with him and etc. You come to him a day or two later, or you go to him for Shabbos and say, I really like you, but the other day I was very hurt. It hurt me a lot. You don't speak about you hurt me. You speak about your feelings. You say, I got very hurt when you did that. It hurt me a lot because I care for you so much. And when you say it that way, and that's especially how you should speak to your wife, you never tell her off. You never tell her off. You tell her, you hurt it. What you did this time, I feel very, very hurt from you. You're not telling off. You're saying, you hurt me. No, you're saying, I felt hurt from you.
But it's implied that...
Yeah, it's implied, but it's a big difference. Big difference. You'll know when you get married. Okay. Ah, however... Lo al yedei prikat ol ha'ashpa'a shel ha'tova v'ha'chesed shel raton nizon mimena b'ruchnit or b'gashmit. But it shouldn't be from removing the goodness you do this person. Okay? Whether it's in ruchnius, in spirituality, or in gashmius, or physically. I used to help him out, right? He hurt you, don't stop helping him out. Financially, or whatever. And certainly you were teaching him. You don't stop teaching him because he hurt you. No? Harelanu b'zeh Sif Chadash Litlamdut. We have another thing, another sif, another halacha to learn. Me'aten enase shuv likvoa reva sha'a. Now we're going to spend this 15 minutes. O k'tzat yoteh, l'sablanut. L'tet lev l'zahem me'od sh'shum p'giyeh lo timna mi'itanu l'amshich l'arot harat panim v'liot mitivim k'tchila. That no hurt, no thing which causes to be angry is going to prevent us from doing good to the other person. גם בזה נתלמד זמן מספיק כדי להתרגל לקבל טעם בהנהוג הזו. you know, you change the timings and stuff like that. So first we spoke about, we did two vadim today. We gave two exercises in one day, right? It is about holding the 15 minutes and changing the times. Not. And the second one was about coming back, not just straight away, coming back and doing the same good, being in the same place as you were before the person hurt you. That's a much higher meter. That's the meter of Mikel Kamocha. That's a much higher level. Okay? All right. Bezrat Hashem, next week, Simcha.